If you're refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I
am not going to do it.
And if you get something done that was hard work and you do it all by yourself, and your friend was standing around and without helping, you might say, what? You
didn't help me.
And if you suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, say, you might say, well, if it quits raining by Thursday,
I will do it.
Well, what if you're not sure that you'll do it even then? But
I'll say, well, if it quit raining, I'll do it if the Lord bless.
What are the kinds of birds that can see in the dark?
Owl.
And what different types of owl do you have?
It's a hoot owl, and it's a big owl. One little quince owls. And the hoot owl make a boop, 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 boop. That's the only two kind I know. Mm-hmm. They call it a cat owl and a hoot owl.
And the hoot owl's a big one?
Yeah.
What about the kind of bird that drills a hole in a tree?
Woodpecker.
And what about, do you ever see a big woodpecker?
Yes. It's the big woodpecker and the little woodpecker.
You have different names for those?
Mm-mm. Not as I know of. I just know it's a big red-haired woodpecker. Mm-hmm. It's some little one, the red-haired, but these great big ones. When they fly, they wing open like that. Surprise one ain't out here now. Because they'd be out there making funny noise.
Did you ever hear any person or any group of people described as woodpeckers?
Say, I read it in the book, said it was an old lady and she was so stingy. And this old man went to her and asked her for make him a cake as she was cooking. And every time she pinched off a piece of dough and bake it, it come so big she wouldn't give it to the man. So she turned her woodpecker, a redhead woodpecker. I had a red scarf on and a black and white apron or dress or something in white. And she turned into a woodpecker.
What would you call somebody that's stingy?
I just call them stingy, that's all.
What's the kind of animal that makes a very strong smell if scared?
A skunk. They call it a mink. Not a, it could be a mink, but they call it a mink. Not a mink. A polecat.
Polecat. If you had chickens and something had been getting into them, and you didn't know whether it's a fox or a polecat or a weasel or a hawk, but it's some kind of animal like that, you might say, well, I've got to get a gun and get that.
It's coming in the day.
Do you have a general name when you don't know what kind of animal it is that's been getting into your chickens? You say something.
It's something bothering the chicken, and I'm going to set a trap.
What about the little animals that live in trees? What do you call it? What's your tail?
Squirrel.
Do you have anything that's like a squirrel except it's smaller and it's
a rat? Brown? Rat.
And anything else that doesn't do any damage or much damage?
No.